This is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient McNeil, M-C-N-E-I-L, first name Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, date of birth June 30th, 1962, the date of subsequent evaluation October 28, 2021, the chief complaint, 59-year-old African-American female who is seen in follow-up. The HPI, the patient is a 59-year-old female who was initially evaluated in March of 2021, period. At that time, she complained of a leaking heart valve, period. She had been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation / flutter and had been evaluated at Summit Hospital, at which time she had converted to sinus rhythm. She stated that she was subsequently told that she had a leaking heart valve. She had then noted dyspnea worsened with exertion, especially on walking a long way, period. She further reported occasional palpitations and chest pressure, period. This chest pressure occurred whenever she had low blood pressure, period. She had then been referred for echocardiogram on May 4th, 2021. Echocardiogram revealed left ventricle ejection fraction of 71%, period. There was no segmental wall motion abnormality, period. She was noted to have mild mitral regurgitation and mild tricuspid regurgitation. There was trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. RV systolic pressure was estimated to be 36 millimeters of mercury, period. The patient further was noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure, which had been treated. She was found to have uncontrolled diabetes, period. She returned to the office today for routine follow-up, period. Her past medical history, atrial fibrillation / flutter, next number diabetes, next number hypertension, next number history of breast cancer, current medication, diltiazem CD 320 milligrams on daily, Basaglar 39 units HS, Humalog 13 units TID, Letrozole 2.5 milligrams daily, Iron 325 milligrams BID, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams HS, Senoclet 2 tablets daily, Ambien 5 milligrams HS, Ritmol 375 milligrams on BID, Hydralazine had been discontinued, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Losartan / hydrochlorothiazide 100/25 daily, Lyrica 75 milligrams BID, vitamin D daily, Senna 8.6 milligrams, take 2 tablets daily, vitamin C 500 milligrams, 1 daily. The allergies, codeine results in digestive problems. Penicillin results in a rash. The family history mother died of coronary artery disease. Social history, she was a teenage smoker only, period. She denies cigarette smoking currently, alcohol use, or drug use. Review of systems, neurologic, she reports chemo-induced neuropathy, respiratory, she has dyspnea on exertion, cardiovascular, she continues with palpitations, genitourinary, she has frequency, neurologic, she has memory impairment, remainder of the urinalysis, correction, remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 136/73, pulse 85, respiratory rate 20. The data review, lab work, dated April 21st, 2021. Hemoglobin A1C 7.5, TSH 0.27, white blood cell count 9.0, hemoglobin 12.1, platelets 293, cholesterol 157, HDL 49, LDL 90, glucose 113, sodium 138, potassium 3.9, chloride 98, BUN 11, creatinine 0.72, EKG, sinus bradycardia rate of 73, open parentheses, June 28, 2021, close parentheses. There is also left atrial enlargement, first degree AV block, and evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy, period. The impression, one, atrial fibrillation by history, next number, hypertension, now controlled, diabetes type 2, uncontrolled, history of breast cancer, the planned Jardiance 10 milligrams PO daily. Follow up 3-4 months. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.